time once again for Surprise Finding. This is where we report on some experiment where you think you know the outcome, but then Mother Nature surprises us again. Ready, Io?
Ready, Don.
So, researcher Alexander Ophir at McMaster University in Ontario became interested in Japanese quail fights. Quail males are always ready for a scrap, so much so that folks in Asia used to use them in gambling bouts, the same way some Americans used to have cockfights. Ophir set two males within view of each other, separated by glass. An amorous female quail was also positioned nearby.
Oh, hold on. I know where this is going. The quail that was the roughest and the toughest got the girl. The strongest aggressor is always seen as the sexiest.
Wrong.
Wrong?
Yep. As a general rule, you're correct. The males of many species will compete for the hand, or paw, or fin, of the females, and the dominant male gets the lady. But female quails actually chose the losers.
Really? But doesn't that go against the survival of the fittest, the basic mechanism of evolution?
It seems to, but fittest just means most able to pass along your genes. In this instance, being the strongest male isn't the only thing that counts. Japanese quail that can dominate other males are pretty rough on females, too. Ophir thinks that after a little experience, females may prefer the losers because they, the females, stand less of a chance of being hurt in the mating process. Savvy females are looking for the less violent male.
Score one for the underdog.
Or the underquail.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.